Cape Talk.
Call 021 446 0567.
Somewhere in last week, the MPC decided to keep rates unchanged at the current rate, and it's been the fifth rate in sort of meeting where the rates were kept unchanged. But we're not the only country that kept the rates unchanged. Britain has also done that. The Feds have also done that. And a number of other international banks have also just kept the rates unchanged. I think this is an outflow of exactly where we come from after COVID and the sort of recapitalization after COVID. We're now joined by an economist, Mielani Mkabela, to dissect the current economic landscape in South Africa. Despite facing challenges such as elevated inflation and increased load shedding, there's a glimmer of hope for the future. Mielani will be able to shed that little glimmer of hope for us in the South African economy and what they mean for the average citizen's financial well-being at the moment. Mielani, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Thanks, and listeners of Cape Talk Radio.
We've had the sort of MPC meeting last week, and I don't know, most economists have said that, you know, we're going to be keeping the interest rates higher for longer. It is at a 15-year high. How do you assess the impact of the elevated inflation and the increased load shedding on South Africa's ability to sort of be efficient in economic growth? Because that's what we need at the moment. We need that bit of growth to get us out of this.
So when you look at interest rate, when they are higher, they are good for investment and investors who will be getting a higher return on investment, and they might be good for mortgage committed businesses and individuals. But it's not altogether wrong when interest rates are higher. It can be a wrong means if we put it like that. So it's a balance, in a way. You look at South Africa having grown by 0.6% in 2023, and the forecast of the Reserve Bank GDP growing by 1.2% in 2024 and 1.6% in 2025. While you look at Investec forecasting GDP growing by 1.1% in 2024 and 1.5% in 2025. And then within us, Antwisa MTI forecast GDP growing by 1.5% in 2024 and 1.8% in 2025, while we also forecast a GDP growing by 2% from 2026. And that it is a sign that we are moving from a point where we were below 1%, and then now we are expected to be above 1% in 2024. So that is an attractive economic news for the South African economy. While on the other side, that strengthens that is capital markets are expected to recover in 2024 with an anticipated listing of more than 10 companies in the JSE. And that is as well attractive. And when you look at small businesses, are expected to recover in the second quarter of 2024 and boost job creation in the South African economy. While when we look on the rent, we look at rent appreciating from above 18 rand and 93. In 2024, first quarter, which is around end of March, and then we are expecting the rand to be at 17.88 in the third quarter of 2024, and then you will see that the US dollar will probably weaken in the second quarter as they will be expected to cut their repo rates. And what has been strengthening the US dollar is hiking the repo rates because investors were attracted to the US market because of them hiking the repo rate. So my statement when I start to say a repo rate hike or a higher interest rate doesn't mean anything bad. It can be good, mainly for as well South Africa as an emerging market. We are competing with other emerging markets that are doing well in different economic indicators. So when our repo rates or our interest rates are higher, it as well attracts investors or FDI investment to the local economy.
Chatting this morning to Mialane Mkabela, economist and founding director and CEO at Antwisa Management Group. Mialane, we see a 12.72% increase in electricity this morning if you're an Eskom user. In July, you will have the increase for municipal users. We are going to be seeing a 67 cents increase in the petrol price. Yet we would like to bring the inflation rate down from 5.6% to 4.5%, according to the Reserve Bank. How are we going to do that, Mialane?
I think in the May MPC and the July MPC, I don't expect South Africa to be having an inflation that will be within the target midpoint. But I can expect maybe in the last quarter, which it could be maybe November 2024 or in 2025 to reach the midpoint. But all that said, you are looking at South Africa doing well in strategies to make energy security for the country, looking at a nuclear, which is confirmed. I'm not saying it will happen immediately, but such will as well, boost like the economy. And when you look at residential developments, mainly they are having a renewable energy component, which as well relieves much from the main grid. And looking at corporate, some mainly in the manufacturing and mining industry, they are having as well solutions, of having their private electricity generation. And I think all that mitigate the challenge of electricity that South Africa has at the current moment. And in the small wins that have been used in energy, I think the economy will fare better compared to 2022 and 2023.
Mm. You've alluded to the fact that we've got the rand against the American dollar at 18.93 because they've been hiding certain things very, very well. But during the second quarter of this year, which starts today probably, we'll see the rand strengthen to 17 rand 88. What are the proactive measures that South Africa could take to ensure a more robust, more resilient economy amidst the ongoing challenges such as inflation and load shedding? Because, you know, I always battle with the fact that the government feels that the private sector should do job creation and, weigh a large part of the sort of job creation when it comes to when we're in an economic crisis and economic, you could possibly get a little bit more government spending, creating a little bit more jobs, bringing about a lot more stability for the man in the street.
So starting with inflation, I will emphasize that the South African Reserve Bank has done well in managing price stability from 2020. And I think the South African citizens need to applaud the South African Reserve Bank, regardless of differences, as others might have expected the Reserve Bank to an easing. But even though the quantitative easing couldn't happen in the second quarter of 2020, that being said, with the other, you know, like ideological orientations from other maybe commentators or economists, the Reserve Bank has done well in keeping us to this level. And I think that has as well changed the means about South Africa, South African fiscal, sorry, South African monetary policy management all over the world. So when it comes to job creation and whose role is job creation, that as well depends on ideological focus for maybe economists. I don't believe that the private sector is the one that must create jobs. Both the private sector and the public sector can create jobs. And when you look on the structure of South African economy, even when it was apartheid, you will find that we have concentrated state-owned enterprises that have been creating sustainable jobs in the South African economy. Looking at South African Post Office, looking at Eskom, looking at agencies like IDC, looking at agencies like Transnet, and now it being Transnet and Prasa. So that one will say it weakened post 2010. So that on its own, you can understand that public sector has more capacity as well to be creating jobs. It's just the responsibility of National Treasury. If National Treasury can plan well, we can as well taking advantage of the gaps that are in the in different sectors in our economy.
I think, I think Milani, we've when you listen to a number of the politicians on the podiums these days, whether it's the EFF, whether it's the DA, whether it is Rise and Zanzi, whoever, they are the people who eventually tell you we'll create jobs and we're going to create so many jobs, and they just don't have the proper structure and plans to get there. That's Milani Mkabela chatting to us this morning, economist and founding director and CEO at Antwisa Management Group. Thank you so much for your time. 12.72% electricity hike as of today for Eskom customers, a fuel levy, road accident fund still unchanged at R6.51. And then the petrol goes up on Wednesday at 67 cents, around about there.